51-year-old Jennifer England was waiting to board her flight back home to Pittsburgh when she started to feel sick.
I started to have a sore throat, a little bit of a cough, body aches, fever.
She had been in Los Angeles for 5 days for work. Even though thousands of domestic and international travelers pass through LAX each day, England didn't immediately think she'd caught coronavirus.
I'm not an alarmist. I am not a Chicken Little, especially regarding this sort of thing.
After a couple more days, she went to the doctor, and when she saw how the staff there reacted, she became concerned.
The response in the office was very much, you know, it's COVID-19 until it's not. Everybody in the room or in the office masked up. They wouldn't let anybody else back into the area that I was in. They escorted me out through the back door.
But England says she may never know if she has COVID-19 because she wasn't tested. She says her doctor's office, which is affiliated with UPMC, had no way to do a test. Despite this, England's physician told her to self-quarantine at her home in Morningside for 2 weeks from the date of her symptoms. The United States' capacity to test people for COVID-19 is greatly diminished compared to other countries, says Dr. Amesh Adalja, an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University.
As a country, we're doing horribly at testing. When you look at what South Korea can do in a day compared to what we've done since the beginning of this outbreak, it's really embarrassing.
There, nearly 20,000 people are tested for the virus daily. In contrast, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that about 11,000 people have been tested in the U.S. since mid-January. Part of the challenge for Pennsylvania health system, says Adalja, is that the state has followed the CDC guidelines for testing, which means that medical staff who do the tests have to wear certain protective gear.
So that makes it difficult for an office to be able to collect those specimens and not, quote unquote, expose their staff because they didn't follow the protocols and then have their staff quarantined because of that.
The CDC has since loosened those requirements a bit, but a bigger issue is the availability of the test kits themselves. There has been a shortage of kits in the U.S., and until recently, specimens had to be sent out to labs run either by the state health department or the CDC. Now, commercial labs, including Quest and LabCorp, have come online, but that still means that specimens collected at doctors' offices and emergency rooms have to be sent out for analysis, which can create a backlog. UPMC says it's developing an in-house test, but wouldn't say whether primary care providers have the ability to collect specimens for testing at their own discretion. Instead, a spokesperson said that clinicians can call a hotline and talk with UPMC's infection prevention team. Quote, if testing is warranted, it will be accommodated. But UPMC declined to share the guidelines they're using to decide who should be tested. Kristen Wessel's 53-year-old husband is self-quarantined at their home in Mount Lebanon. Wessel says he began experiencing COVID-like symptoms late last week and went to his primary care provider, which is part of Allegheny Health Network.
The physician's assistant who examined us said, your symptoms concern me, how quickly they came on. Your flu test came back negative.
He had recently attended a statewide conference and takes public transit every day.
And she said, given all of that, I would like to get you tested, but I don't know how to go about doing that.
Eventually, Wessel's husband was instructed to go to the nearest emergency room to be tested. At St. Clair Hospital, a physician examined him again and determined that he should not be tested because he hadn't traveled to one of the regions of the world where cases have become widespread. St. Clair declined to share their guidance about who to test and why. AHN didn't respond to a request for comment. There are legitimate reasons why providers don't want people with mild flu and cold-like symptoms to show up at doctor's offices and emergency rooms demanding to be tested, says Amesh Adalja. That could further spread the virus and overwhelm our health systems. But in the end, he says, the more data we can collect, the better we can understand and respond to the pandemic.
Because a lot of fear, a lot of panic is based on a case fatality ratio. That some people think is 3%, which is likely not true. And there may be what's called the severity bias in the data, meaning that only the severe case is getting tested. That's going to give you a different picture of the outbreak as if you're testing mild cases.
At a press conference Thursday evening, county epidemiologist Kristen Mertz said testing capacity is expected to ramp up next week. Still, testing will likely be focused on people who have traveled to specific areas of the world.
You know, in the future, if we start getting cases and it becomes widespread in Allegheny County, I'm sure we'll start testing people who haven't traveled.
AHN and UPMC both participated in the press conference. Neither shared their particular testing protocols, but expressed confidence that they're prepared to manage cases of the infection if and when it hits Allegheny County. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.